Achilles over here. And the gentleman who actually helped to create this Achilles is Dick Tom right here. Hi, Dick. How are you?
Okay, I am sleepy, but good morning.
How was that? Straight shooter right from the beginning. Dick, so I asked you because our audience knows you for some many, many years. And you've written some wonderful books and inspirational. What's happening now?
Let's take a quick peek over here if you can. This is Achilles Kids program in New York City. And they're starting a run, and what's going to happen is that these kids will go a minimum of 1.75 miles, which is a lap around the reservoir, and some will go as much as 3 laps, which is over 5 miles, and that's Achilles Kids.
When you call them Achilles Kids now, you know, explain to our audience once again, what does Achilles mean, and what is the organization?
Achilles is a group of disabled runners, okay, and we sort of stole the name from the Greek Achilles, who had a bad heel. In other words, he was dipped in the river Styx. He was held by his heel. It was vulnerable. And we think of people at Achilles as having a vulnerability. That's Achilles Track Club. And Achilles Track Club is what we do here. We're very, very international, so that we call it Achilles International.
Beautiful. Okay. And how do the children? Are these children with some form of a disability
yes.
And running with someone that we all have disabilities, but someone that has less of a disability?
Well, or sometimes equal, but we have a very, very large program called Achilles Kids. This is one small part of it, which is for older children with disabilities who come out on a Saturday morning. We also have another program Saturday morning for Achilles Kids, which meets at the JCC, a Jewish Community Center. And these are younger kids, and they run indoors in the wintertime. But in New York City, we have 145 chapters.
Whoa!
For Achilles Kids. And these are kids who run with their adaptive physical education teachers.
Magnificent. And then you have your adult Achilles organization, which I've been involved with, all over here. Do we say that? Is that correct?
Well, yeah, let me just finish on Achilles.
Oh, please, sure. So sorry.
So this is New York City, where we have about 145 schools. We have the Saturday programs, but we also are in 18 states.
Nice.
We're in the process of purchasing 14,000 t-shirts for the 11,000 Achilles Kids. So it's larger than what you might think. Now, here Saturday morning, we have the Achilles Kids. We also have the Achilles program, which is going to start in a couple of minutes. And when it gets a wee bit warmer, you'll see our Achilles triathlon team. And they'll be working out across the street. We also have a number of hand cycles that typically avoid the mud in the winter, but come out here also on Saturday mornings and Tuesday evenings.
This guy could go on forever because he's got so much good coming out of him. The book, your latest book, what are you working on?
I'm working on a book. Now, the title will certainly be changed before it comes out, but the working title is Addiction to Achievement. And the concept is that if we can get folks to go out to do something that they never ever expected to do, such as a person with a disability running a marathon, that as soon as they finish, they cross the finish line, and the next words out of their mouth is, what's my next objective? What's my next goal? So in effect, what we're doing is we're addicting them to achievement. And we have many, many, many stories of people who have come out, have become marathon runners, and have gone on to do other very, very terrific things.
And I mentioned we're working on a movie called Summer in the Forest, coming out on March 23rd. It's about disabilities. It's about intellectual and physical disabilities with a guy, gentleman named Jean Vanier, who started 145 homes for those in that with that need.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all good. Everybody is doing their best. Last two quick questions. And that film will be here on the 23rd in the East Village Cinema. Dick, what's good news for you in any aspect of your life?
Good news is I ran the Miami Marathon in 2 hours and 14 minutes, which using a hand cycle, which meant that I finished in the middle of the pack among people who use hand cycles. And with that time, I was able to get into Boston. So I'll be doing Boston on April 16th.
Well, I love this guy. I love him. And last question, you know, we're about the International Day of Peace, of which you guys have shared thoughts there as well. What does peace mean to you, Dick?
Peace is harmony. It's people working together rather than, working against each other.
I love you so much. All right, thanks so much.
My pleasure.